Real or no real on Radio 1. I'm going to read you a story, but did it actually happen or not? At the moment on this game, Chappers, you are 2-1 up against Laura, OK? Yeah. This is one of my favourite stories ever. And this is from Wednesday, January the 16th, 2002, OK? Feel free to text in as well, you lot, on 81199. There are no prizes. I just want to kind of get a gauge on what the public are thinking. Is this a real story or is it no real? Here's the headline. A groom suffocated by a stripper's massive breasts. Geneva. A fun-filled bachelor party at a strip club turned deadly when a 32-year-old groom-to-be, who was enjoying the attentions of a well-endowed stripper, suffocated while his face was buried in her breasts. The mind-boggling drama unfolded, say cops, while Daniel Green was attending his bachelor party at the Pretty Kitty Strip Club. The club had been rented out for the private affair. According to investigators, Green was enjoying a lap dance when disaster struck. One of the strippers, Candy Kane, got too into her performance and suffocated the man between her 72 double D breasts.
72?
Yeah.
That's wide.
Yeah.
It's wide.
A big cup.
Yeah, that's wide.
Yeah.
She's the size of a small house.
Witnesses said that Green had had his fair share of beer, but didn't seem out of control. When the song I'm Too Sexy began to play, Green became excited and began to dance on the tabletop, hooting and hollering, pals. Hooting and hollering, pal said, like an idiot. Miss Kane, apparently pleased to see someone enjoying her choice in music, moved in closer. When Green took his seat, she began giving him a lap dance, shaking her breasts in his face. The more she shook, the deeper Green got lost in her cleavage. Daniel was having so much fun, partygoer John said. We all thought he loved being in that girl's chest. Who could have known that when he was waving his hands around, he was signalling for help?
Help me!
Cheering onlookers eventually realised that Green was no longer moving and pulled him from between Miss Kane's breasts. Now Green's family is suing Miss Kane and the Pretty Kitty for wrongful death. Green's father, George, won't specify the amount they are suing for, but claims it isn't about the money. Those breasts were lethal weapons, he told reporters. The Pretty Kitty should not have allowed Miss Kane to have her bust enhanced to the size that she did. We hope that by filing this lawsuit, we can send a message to other strippers. Keep your bra size within a reasonable range. Candy Kane made a statement through her attorney. I thought he liked it in there.
Right.
The Pretty Kitty declined comment. Mm. There we are.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, because when you get a lap dance, you're not allowed to touch. So I've heard.
How do you know?
No, so I've heard. So I've seen it on telly. So
real not, or no real?
Not real for that reason.
George?
No real.
Laura?
How big were her boobs?
72DD. Is that double
that's
D?
Double D.
Right.
I don't think that that's true. Okay. But big boobs are a problem.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This story was first reported by the Weekly World News in an article on the 16th of January, 2002. Groom killed by stripper's boobs at his bachelor party. And then a reprint of the article appeared on Yahoo's entertainment news site the same day under the title Groom Killed by Stripper's Boobs. They were 72 double D and it was in Geneva. So you're saying no real, Chopper?
I'm saying no real.
No, because of her bust size.
No. George?
I don't think you could suffocate in a double D.
You're all right if you were playing along at home or at work. It was no real, but imagine if it was real, as most people are saying on the text. That, what a way to go. The Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills, Chris is on holiday.